Number 183 of Oh Yeah Dude. My name is Jonathan and this is Seth. Hello, Seth.
Jonathan. Hi, Seth. This is a podcast.
This is a podcast called Oh Yeah Dude.
Anytime you want, you can jump into this party.
Listen.
No
obs.
Just jump right in. Back catalog if you want.
Free
or
of
just
charge.
Take it from here.
Free of charge.
Hey, it's a free dance cast. No obligations. This episode of Oh Yeah Dude is sponsored by Adam and Eve. We went into detail last week. Thank Adam and Eve for being a sponsor. There is a banner ad that's currently running on our website. It's a Vagger ad. Listen,
vagina.
Everybody. The banner ad went up. We're obviously going to contact Adam and Eve and talk about something slightly more tasteful. So when I send my mother, hey, Mom, go to UID, go to the website. There's a vag and ass like staring you in the face, Mom.
I
love you.
I was like, whoa. Like So
listen.
Hey.
We talked about this being about open lines of communication between couples, and we mean that. I thought literally it was going to be a couple in Central Park. I thought it was going to be like a every Kiss Begins with K ad. Is this a Robbins Brothers ad? No, it's for Adam and Eve. Oh, that's tasteful. I literally did not know they have to blur out a pussy. I'm super apologetic about that.
Yeah.
Whatevs. They're still a dope company. I don't know. You watch the commercials. It's a red present with like a bow on
it.
Exactly. No, and there's a tie flying across the screen.
Like you see ads on like on
did not know.
Google ads, which is like just a black and white ad with like a little heart and stuff. And
hey, Mom, check out the website.
Hey, we're sponsored.
Hey, Mom, you like Vag?
But nonetheless,
anyway, they're dope.
Go there. Any 50% off any item. Type in UID at your checkout code. It's the promotional code is UID. You get half off any item for the period of time that we're doing this. And that's that.
And they're dope. They just could have gone. I'm sure they have other banner ads.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that, for us, it's not. That was a.
Yeah.
What else?
The combination, though, of the banner ad and then our UID
slogans
refreshing on the top, pretty awesome.
That works.
Just say pretty much awesome. Thank you, Nick. Police are trying to figure out what to do about a man. He's 37 years old. His name is Dave Von Tesmar. He's gotten 37 photo radar speeding tickets in Phoenix, Arizona. But it seems as though he is wearing a monkey face mask while in all of the photographs. Hmm. So when he receives the picture of him running through the light, he mails the ticket with his license and the picture saying, prove it's me. I'm not giving you the money. You can't prove it's me.
I don't know who this monkey is. Who stole my car.
I don't know this monkey.
Hey, this monkey business you're talking about, this monkey that stole my automobile, hey, find him.
Talk to the monkey about it.
It's audacious. That's bold, is it not?
Now,
what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, seemingly he's just loving doing this, but I think it's, I don't know. I think I would have stopped pretty way. I would stop
37
times.
Or six, I mean, you're really,
maybe.
You're like, really saying like, come
so
and get it.
So what they say about this dude is he's apparently an employee of Southwest Airlines. Is that correct?
He's a stewardess at Southwest Airlines.
And
somebody wrote that in the comments under the article. Hey, I know this fool. He's a stewardess with Southwest Airlines. We should boycott Southwest because it's disrespectful to Phoenix, a hub of Southwest Airlines.
A serious hub. A major Southwest Airlines hub. I don't know what he's
gone. I don't know. Prove it. Does he have a point?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. Where does he see it ending, ideally?
What's the end game?
I'm down for whatever he sees at the end of this, but I don't think it's going to go down. I don't think whatever he thinks it is going to happen. I think it's just going to wind up sucking for him. Also, a new study in the Journal of Experimental and Social Psychology says that men who spend even a few minutes in the company of an attractive woman perform less, or a woman that they're attracted to, perform less well in tests designed to measure brain functions. Now, in comparison to men that performed after spending time with a woman that they had no attraction to or did not find attractive. Now, researchers say that men use up excess cognitive resources in trying to impress the woman, and thus why their brain activity
tests. Can't add two and two?
Yes. Now, the same study had absolutely zero effect on women.
Okay. So they ran tests with attractive men. Women did the exact same on the test. It had no effect. Whereas if you put a man in a room with a woman he finds attractive, he cannot perform basic brain functions because his cognitive resources, whatever the fuck that means, have been
sapped.
Have been spent, if you will, in his pursuit of trying to impress this woman.
Yes.
Hey.
I'm going to take a test here in a second.
I'm going to ace it.
I'm going to ace this test.
Ace all my tests.
I love tests.
Hey, any test? I'm going to ace it.
I love my test.
So what are they saying? They're concluding that men are total idiots. And then if you put
them
women in a room and women
can look
just,
at dudes
and just be like, move it.
That are attractive, quote unquote, and not see an attractive dude and immediately envision boning them, that they can actually do that.
Function
that
tasks.
That they have that capability.
That's in the brain. You said that's cavewoman style. That's DNA shit.
I think that's DNA shit.
Women can be around an attractive man, say, excuse me, sir, I'd like to ace this test.
I need to ace this test now.
And I'm going to ace it. Whereas a man would say the same thing, except he'd function incredibly poorly on said test. What does that tell you, J-Dog?
Well, that we're idiots.
Okay.
Dudes are dumb.
Dudes be dumb,
dudes
yo.
Dudes be wicked dumb.
My friend, Hugh Hefner, had a question. He's finally divorcing his wife, Kimberly Conrad. They're sort of finalizing that divorce after being separated for many years. And so some of his assets have been put out into the open because public records and legal assessments and documents, if you will. Still earns an income from Playboy magazine. He makes $29,000 a week from Playboy.
Okay.
Simple. In his home in Holby Hills, he has $306,548 in cash, just that he keeps.
How much?
$306,000.
Okay.
Keeps that in the study. He's got $36 million in stocks and bonds that are his very own, and he has $6 million in a joint account that's unnamed, they think possibly for his sons. So he's doing okay. He's got some money. He's trying to figure out what he's going to be paying her. I just thought that was coming up at the same time I was going to ask you the question. I might have asked you this before. I'm having some issues with my post office and my Playboys. Don't want to get into that right now. The Nat King Cole post office on Western. Having some... The female supervisor having... We're having a little bit of a discrepancy. I'm wondering why my GQ, Sports Illustrated, and Playboy didn't come. Is it possible that there's a man in this building? I asked her at the post office. Let me posit this crazy theory. Could there be a man in this post office that took my Playboy, Sports Illustrated, and GQ? Not possible, sir. Okay, thank you. Here's my name and number. I just walked out like, this is where I'm at with them. Like, after I've done my due diligence and contacted all my magazines that I've been getting for fucking 8 years.
Yeah, they're like, no, it was issued, no problem.
Totally.
No, yep,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
It should be there.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know
sure. I'm sure it's, no. Anyway, I talked to a rep today. They'll be coming. I'll have my issues coming because of my collection. Does Playboy die when Hefner dies?
No.
It goes on.
It has to.
It has to go on. It has to.
It has to. The question is whether or not he will choose truly like a Hef to take over.
Well, his daughter Christine runs it now.
Right, but that's...
So the magazine will go on as Playboy. Will it be the same?
Well, you'd have to first answer the question of whether it's already... if it's the same now. If it's the same, is it the same?
I would say it's the same. Relatively the same through these crazy times. Some journalistic pieces, interview with a celebrity, some crazy cartoons.
Yeah, no, I mean, it hasn't changed much.
Nor have the models that appear in it have a similar look.
I'm just wondering if it's going to get extreme. Well, she...
It's going to be Playboy extreme. Didn't
they started showing, like, pussy lips.
Excuse me,
when
sir?
She
no, that's
took
our
over.
Website that shows... I think you're having
confused. We show blurry pussy lips. That's totes.
Sorry again.
Totally
about that.
Different.
Totes different.
We show hologramic badge, like weird,
futuristic.
Like futuristic pixelated badge.
Is that an anime like Marge Simpson? Like, leave us alone.
Because they did get more risque when she took over, which was like the weird counter move. Was like, hey, my daughter's taking over, so that's weird. But hey,
but watch this.
Watch this.
Booyah!
Yeah, like, and so
the magazine will still exist.
I think it's going to be. I think it'll be the same.
I wish him. I think he's a great American. I wish him many, many years. But he is of an age where, you know, obituaries have been written. I mean, that's on the ready. That's in the vault.
Yeah.
You know, it can happen.
No, it happens.
Oh, it happens.
It crazy happens. I just think it would be awesome if, I mean, of course, we would be nothing but props if they're like, you know, Bonham dies, Zeppelin's done, you know, Hefner dies, Playboy's finished.
I think that's
we're
what
done.
I mean.
There's no more issues.
It's over. We're done.
I mean, I would
Wouldn't
obviously,
that be dope?
I would want to believe that would be, I think
I started this magazine
my,
50 years ago,
I
passed away.
At this
away,
stage of my life, I've just seen what has happened to all of those things once the people that were truly the creators of them are gone.
And then they'll just...
And they just, they become worth too much to not be handed over to somebody else to try and perpetuate whatever...
I think that's what I'm saying. I want to see it
just
done.
Like...
Out of respect, deference.
I'm down.
For an American.
We should start a campaign.
Let's start that campaign. Playboy dies with Hef. No, and I hope that doesn't happen soon. I mean...
UID.
Playboy dies with Hef.
I mean, if the people could choose it, he'd just be like, no, we don't buy this anymore. We're done.
Out of respect.
You guys are done.
Because some people still have respect, like everybody else. I was looking at a website that was showing what websites looked like the day they started.
Yeah.
Like the first day, like, hey, we're Google, and we have an exclamation point, and the letters are colored. It's 1996, and you look whack. Hey, we're the Facebook. It's 2004. New York Times, 1995. Wikipedia 2001, YouTube 2005, all they looked whack.
Yeah.
Just but only
just
whack because you just used
they
to seeing them
janky,
now.
Yeah.
Janky. But Craigslist started in 1995, looks exactly the fucking same.
You know what I won't say is the same about it?
What?
Missed connections.
What do you mean?
It's a dead medium. It's not there anymore. It doesn't
what
happen
do you mean?
With missed connections. It doesn't happen with the fervor.
Oh, it's not real
it's
anymore.
It's not there
oh,
anymore.
You're
it's
not real.
Chain
and like
mail
it's...
and people doing weird things okay. where they respond. There's nobody doing
well,
it there.
No, I'm talking
I know
the
that
look
you say
of
it.
It
looks
yeah.
the same. It does.
But you're
it
talking about
awesome.
Once you're going into it, it's.
I was just segueing the fact that yeah, Craigslist is it's straight up. Well, it's
we
like
used to be able to harness the power of misconnections. Now you can't. The same way we harness the power of the book tonight. Someday. We probably won't harness that power.
I mean,
we'll harness
like,
something new.
You go on Miss Connections, right? I mean, don't you go on... I think everyone should go on it.
You mean it...
I think everyone should be on it all the time.
And you think that like, if we all focused attention the way we focus on Twitter, if everybody took that energy and put it back into, hey, let's take it old school. Remember Miss Connections on Craigslist?
Well,
if we put all that energy into that,
because there
really...
is there is a... I think there is, beyond the like, hey, like... You know, you're wearing a fucking, you know, Yumi and Irene canvas hat. I looked, you know, beyond that, there is probably validity to some situations, a gajillion situations that happen in people's lives when it's like a true misconnection. No?
Oh, you really want to?
Like a true, there are true
you're
misconnections.
About the true tragedy of a misconnection,
you take
of
it
the beauty.
Things are as serious and awesome as you take it. So if people are going to just be like, no, you hammer out. Like if you...
You had a misconnection. You go
it.
There because it's
check
a
it.
Valid
you
bliss.
Give it legitimacy by going there and going, no, we check misconnections occasionally. It's crazy, but you do it. I miss it.
All right.
There's no, none
so
of
we
them,
need to,
I'm
we
telling
need to
you,
go
if you
back
go there,
that.
There'll be 9 new ones and 5 of them are spam. Like they're actually, like nobody submits anything. It's all, almost all of it bullshit.
And you saying at
straight ones, gay ones, it's still there's mad,
fire.
Like 24-hour fitness,
yeah.
Arclight, 24-hour fitness, Arclight, 24-hour fitness, Arclight, 24-hour fitness, Arclight.
Your balls were pumping.
I mean, so many.
Hey, you, balls, treadmill, me, staring, balls. Oh, hey, ho.
so many.
I asked my buddy, he goes to the 24-hour fitness, like in Boys Town, like gay church, the huge one.
Yeah.
And they had to shut down the fucking sauna after 10 p.m. because it was just like... Like a fucking straight party. Like, wait like a
guys,
minute. Put a stripper pole in it. And like, just trying to get my sweat on, get these toxins out.
Oh, gosh.
So you say we need to, you want to get back to the honest.
Everyone should go on Misconnections and check
every
once
though,
in a while.
For though, not fuck around.
Not
go
fuck
there
around.
For real.
No, I'm not saying you have to submit an ad. You just have to start trafficking it.
Respecting it.
That it's a place to where people could actually.
All right. You heard.
Solve their misconnection
love
problems.
Queries.
No, I'm fascinated by the fact that obviously it doesn't function the way it used to because it used to be people really,
I guess people don't believe
that it works anymore. Like we used to be like, why are you doing this? And now they've stopped. Like they actually have stopped doing it.
You think there was a point when it worked?
I'm saying there was a point where people believed that it worked. And so more and more people were there. And so yes, in essence it did because there was just more and more posts. Okay. I guarantee you we could eke out We could put it out there. Somebody's going to come back and be like, no, there was like a misconnection. Like I looked it up. It was a girl I saw. We were hitting on each other at a bar. I met her fucking 8 hours later. We banged. Like no question.
We made the conscious decision now to all use
it
like that. You're still right now.
I'm saying
now.
No
way.
Oh yeah, for sure.
No way.
Oh, for sure. I guarantee you this week we'll get one. But of course, we're not going to believe them because nine people are going to call us and make them up anyway. So
do they have something like that on Facebook? Or is that you just go to Facebook and hope you find that person?
No, what I was thinking, though, is that there should be a way of doing it where it's more active. It's more like, oh, I just left this spot, like an iPhone app, where it's like a misconnection that you're doing like actively.
Okay.
Because basically... people don't know how to talk to each other and bars are crazy and all those things. Like now that I'm out in that world and you see how dysfunctional everybody is at actually communicating, meeting with each other, you realize why there is such a fascination with being able to communicate this way because it is basically for a lot of people the only way that they feel safe communicating.
Okay.
And so romantically speaking, I don't think...
So we need some sort of an iPhone app to do it in applicable real time.
Like a little bit more real time misconnection.
Okay.
People have just been harvesting these ideas for years and years.
I'm with you.
It's been going on forever.
I'm with you.
I think it would be fresh.
I think you're right.
I mean, granted, you should have the balls to be able to walk up to somebody and do it. That shouldn't be what it's for. But when it's really like, you were so hot, I couldn't stop looking at you. But out of respect, you were sitting next to a dude. I couldn't tell if it was your brother, your boyfriend, your nephew. I don't know why, you know?
Again, out of respect.
Holla.
Holla.
Holla at this.
Holla for this respectful gentleman.
Harry Scholl, CEO of Cyclone Power Technologies, attempting to dispel fears regarding the company's plans to produce steam-powered biomass-eating robots, commissioned by the Pentagon. Quote, "We completely understand the public's concern about futuristic robots feeding on the human population, but that is not our mission."
Is this something I didn't know I needed to be concerned of?
Again, I mean, biomass-eating robots.
Hey, Pentagon, I didn't get that dossier that I need to be concerned about the... Jonathan.
We got
to
control them somehow.
How do we control this population?
Eat them. We need something that's going
to
start eating
on.
Us.
You need fuel, dog.
We need to reintroduce something to the top of the food chain and allow things to restructure from there.
I need snaps for the Petro. That's humans. Be
what
careful.
What would we refer to them as? Because they would become the thing that we would fear. Like, what would they be called?
Jerks.
The jerks. I can't go out.
I can't go out. The jerks.
I saw four
me.
Jerks today.
They'll eat me for fuel.
For fuel. They're gonna eat me for fuel.
For fuel. How about Sorority Row coming out this weekend? The girls of Theta Pi. Wanky, wanky. Apparently, this film, it's these girls, about 50 of them, and they have drug and alcohol-fueled sex parties. That's what the description that I read about it. They're a crazy-ass sorority.
They're a horny-ass sorority.
Do you think Sorority Row is based on a... Could this be based on a true story?
A real sorority?
A real sorority? At, like, Arizona State?
We have people pledging, like, as we speak, probably.
Are there people pledging right now?
I've been getting texts.
Don't fucking drink too much water. If you drink too much water... fucks, throws your salt balance off. And
drown, internally drowning or something. Yeah.
I was reading some fools, they blindfolded them out, took them out to a campfire, and one guy got too close and lit on fire. Don't do that shit. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
don't drink until you're like,
yeah,
until you smash your face
or
open.
Do that, like, but do it on your own time. Don't do it because someone's making you do it.
Right. Don't do it to where they're waiting for you to fucking pass out and then stand over you and, like, you know,
bash you with a dick and, like, take a photograph of it and email it to your mother.
You're a fucking idiot.
Don't do that. Well, you know, maybe people just, they want to, they get to school and they don't have, maybe they don't have any friends. Shit. I don't know. Maybe they want a camaraderie or friendship.
Sure, but that's, fuck, that's a crazy route to take. If that's,
join a book club.
Well, yeah. I don't know, if at this point you're willing to do that because you think that that's what you're supposed to do. We're so far off of, like, where we're coming from. Like, I don't know how we start to even discuss anything.
Yeah. Like, because, why are, like, you in your boxer shorts, like, being tied to a tree in the middle of, like, the town square?
Why are you in your body? Like, what? If that's
why
what
are
you're
you
doing,
in your body?
Why the fuck are you even in your body?
Hey, because I want to be part of this fraternity. I know what those fraternities do. I know in depth. I spent a lot of time about a
you
year ago finding out what they do. No.
Oh.
And you don't want
to
be. You don't want to be a part of that.
I'm not. A fan.
I mean, I want to go back to college, but I want to go back as a
student.
PA.
Yeah.
Grad teacher. Am I going back
RA,
as a student?
Resident assistant.
This is my birthday episode.
Happy birthday.
This Sunday is my birthday.
This Sunday is Seth's birthday.
Thank you, Jonathan. Quick question on that. Wrote this down. What are we shaving? Are we shaving 5 or 7?
Well, it's 7 for you, 5 for me.
Yeah, we did. That's okay. So I'm 7 for him, 29. I'm turning 29 this Sunday. Pretty exciting. Oh, it's going to be so crazy because I'll be like, oh my God, I'll be 30 next.
Watch out. What are we going to do?
And you're going 5?
Yeah.
And so you will be...
27.
No, 32. You just turned 20.
Yeah.
27. Just 27. So I'm just a couple years older than you.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's easy.
No, they're in their 20s. They do a dance cast. They're totally cool
mid
dudes.
To late 20s.
They're in their mid to late 20s. They do a dance cast. It's totally cool. It's not like the other dude's like mad old or anything. Don't sweat it. Don't sweat
don't
it.
Don't trip.
I'm going to shave 7. That might be pushing it. Is that too much?
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely too much.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you. A hot new trend with Christian couples.
Okay, I'm listening.
Is staying faithful online. Couples are sharing email addresses and passwords for all and all other online accounts. Just across the board, you have full access to anything.
Ugh.
I'm down.
I know, me too.
Do it.
Well, if I thought that watching porn was cheating, I guess that you should, if you really want to be fucking open, here's everything.
Here's everything.
Here's my fucking Juno password.
I'm like, not, people are discussing this stuff elsewhere. This isn't just us that are talking about this. There are plenty of people who are dealing with this exact shit right now of going like, well, hold on a second. There's these 10 things that break up every fucking relationship, and this is why.
Okay.
What if we did it this way and this way? So people come up with crazy-ass reasons, not just, you know, Christian couples. I mean, there's other people that would do that I know that do shit like this, but...
Oh, so they thought if this could be culpable in us breaking up, let's address this and try it differently.
You bring air to it, and then basically
I like
because...
It.
You're
open
only
lines
as,
of communication.
You're only as sick as your secrets, Seth.
Say that again?
You're only as sick as your secrets.
Secrets. Seth.
Seth. And so that's the concept, is that it's like, well, it rots you from the inside out.
Yeah, the core. You know? Rotten to the core. UID. This way, you air your dirty laundry, if you will.
So the Christian couples are calling this thing, it's called biblical accountability.
Yeah.
It's about biblical accountability.
Hey, you know what this is about? Biblical accountability.
You're that's not leaving it up.
Hey, what's your history? Let's check it every day for the last 6 months. That's biblical accountability. But you could get busted on that inadvertently. You pull something up and you spin to something on accident.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Christ, you go to fucking, dude.
I mean, yeah.
You're on the IOD website. Your wife walks in and is like, what the fuck are you looking at? Like, it's just a banner ad, honey. They didn't know. Trust.
But at the same time, at what point do you relinquish the...
Seek the joint custody of your life and soul body
one,
and mind.
But I think
doesn't
in
a relationship
to
do that
like,
enough anyway? Doesn't it suck the very fucking nature out of your being? And that's why people isn't that the one reason culpability of why people want to kill each other is they don't feel they have any independence anymore.
Right, and I
that's
think,
why dudes like buy motorcycles and like I'm gonna go on the weekend with my Dockers jeans.
I think you're absolutely right. I think it's the fact that they're trying to force themselves even more together as opposed to the to belief.
Gotta have a balance.
That the space works. That the distance gives a perspective that's necessary in order to maintain functioning as an individual. But who the fuck knows?
Who the fuck knows how
who
it
the
works?
Fuck knows?
Like guys' night out, that doesn't work.
That shit is garbage.
It's
total
garbage.
Garbage.
Like when I'm gonna go like have white Z's and like talk
it's
about
just
shit.
Everything's shit.
What's your T-shirt there? Did you go there?
I didn't.
The Oxford University?
I have an Oxford University T-shirt. I didn't.
Do people ask you that?
I've been asked a couple of times.
I bet you say yes.
I think I've said yes once.
In fact, I did. I'm a Rhodes Scholar.
I'm a Rogue Scholar.
I'm a Rogue Scholar. Excuse me? It's Rogue? Fuck it.
Oh, man. Now, one of the biggest success stories in all of our alcoholic beverage innovation news, beer-based sort of innovation...
Domestic beer news.
The biggest success has been Miller Coors, which I still thought was just Miller Brewing Company, but I guess it's Miller Coors.
What are you gonna do?
There was a merger that I was unaware of.
I didn't get my Wall Street Journal that day.
Yeah, I didn't. I apologize. But MGD 64, which is their 64 calorie fucking MGD, dog. I mean,
Don't hate. Just regulate this fucking body. Pilot season. No, it isn't. It always is. What's up?
Always pilot season.
Always pilot season.
You gotta watch the caloric intake.
Hey,
so,
let me get a Caesar. No dressing. Let me get one of those MGD 64s. Hey, what's up, brah? Hey, you my waiter, brah? Yeah. Why are you talking to me like that? Hey, what's up, brah? I was just wondering if you got any of those MGD 64s. No. What kind of beer do you want? I have like Stella. I have a... like some sort of a pale ale and a
Pabst.
A Coors Light. That's
I'm
all
sorry.
I have. Oh, you know, okay.
Nah, brah.
Let's get it.
Now their arch rival Anheuser-Busch is now launching Select 55.
Oh.
Sorry, we don't have MGD 64 here.
But I'll do you one
tell
better.
You what, though.
I'll do you nine better. Oh, you want an MGD 64?
How about I do you nine cows better?
Check this, yo. Select 55. If we could just harness the power of science and get it into the 40s,
yeah.
Then what's up? Hey, you hear the news? Sam Adams, 49. Sup?
It tastes like shit.
It
tastes really watery, guys.
I don't know. I guess people
this
can tell the difference.
It's a super watery taste.
People can tell the difference if they drink beer, right?
I don't know.
I only drank, I don't really know. But you know, people drink wine can taste just like wine. Like coffee, like, oh, you like a pizza star? Dude, I couldn't tell the difference in a cup of coffee between 7-Eleven and like the ones that get shit out the fucking bat's ass.
All I care is who puts the caramel in. Like, who has the caramel?
How
much like?
The girl is putting the caramel in? Like, all I care about is, like, that the skin condition on the person putting the cover on, that I don't see discoloration on the fingertips.
Yeah.
That's my only prerequisite now.
Yeah.
Hey,
what about
just coffee.
What about, like, young girls working in places? I'm going to say girls because I would say, at least 90 to 95% always, any time I've seen it. But girls with like cuts on their arms, but like working at like,
oh, like that
a
been
fucking
cutting?
Jamba Juice and like a Cold Stone. Like,
can't they cover that up with
like
wristbands?
Out or... like,
hey,
like, you have like,
hey, I'm cutting. Yeah, I know that. I didn't tell you this. I was getting a wheatgrass and a girl cut her finger, and I was just like, oh, that's cool. And they were like, no. I'm like, no, it's cool. Like, I'm not getting it today.
I'm not
like,
getting it today.
It's all right. I'll be back. And I'll have to like find a way to make myself forget that I'm gonna go back and use the same machine. It didn't get anywhere. She pulled it and they did it. I was like, I'm cool. That's all right.
So you straight exited.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Like, I was like,
empty handed.
They were like, they were trying to give me the two balls. I'm like, I'll be back tomorrow. You know, it's cool. I'm cool. I'll be back. Like, you
in
have
a
no
week.
Idea. I'll be back. Never.
Oh, man.
Gotta be careful, dude. They cut though and they try to serve
but
you.
But it's like the little pussy cuts, you know? It's like the like, ow. Like
I hate my mom.
Like the light cutting.
My dad doesn't get me.
Yeah.
All American Rejects are better than the Beatles, dummies.
Are they?
All right, I have a brief. I've got some NFL names for you to kick off the National Football League. That the season has begun, and this week we've started. So I have all. I just went with defensive backs, cornerbacks, safeties. players on the defense because they're always just super fresh black dudes. And like, I consider myself quite a defensive back back on the playground. I was pretty quick. A lot of people thought I might be playing strong safety for the Dallas Cowboys. A lot of people thought that in the late 70s. So I identify with cornerbacks. I'm going to kick it off with some Africans, some Nigerians that are in the league. All so right. They just come correct naturally. From Cincinnati Bengals, Chinedem Nadukwe.
So awesome.
Oakland Raiders, Namadi Asamoah. And they're awesome. So and they're fast and they have the name, so it's like, what is up?
Yeah.
It's not like I'm John Stevens. Yeah. Great. Like you broke up that pass. Who cares? I'm Oshimoga Otogwe, and I just intercepted the ball, so what's up now? Play for St. Louis. Then I got my Muslims. Aqib Talib. What up? Hamza Abdullah.
So dope.
And now I got my just straight, like, dope black dudes' names. Champ Bailey. Trey Battle. Jeremiah Bell. This is for you. Atari Bigby. Rastafarian.
I mean.
Atari Bigby.
It's just the best.
Dre Bly. Jabari Greer. Joselio Hansen.
I mean.
This is the best lineup. And what's your team about? We're about just, we're also doing the best names. Best don't worry names about team. Us. See us in Hawaii at the Pro Bowl.
We should do that. They should do they just should the do best a, names by bowl. Name.
Best name bowl. Lawyer Malloy. Ladarius Webb.
So fresh.
Here's my friend Steve. And this is my other friend Ladarius. What's up? Samari Roll.
I love that.
Trumaine McBride. I believe I started in a feature with him. Me, about you, him. And your father started a feature about Dominique Rogers Cromartie. And then I threw in one white dude. Just why not? Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Sabby Piscatelli. It's
pretty fresh. That's just because you think you might be related to
Sabby
him.
Piscatelli is like my second cousin. Hey, do you know Sabby? Yeah, he's friends with Roma.
Roma! Piscatelli! Mo! Pisco! Roma! Pisco! Roma!
Oh, get your shine box. That's October 17th, Saturday night. Brooklyn, New York. Public Assembly.
What's up?
Be there or be square.
Serious.
You RSVP on the website, iyadude.com. Just go to the little link there and put the names of the people, not just Brett, it's not just plus whatever. It's just put those people's names down so we can keep track. And it's been awesome. And we're talking to people, and there's a lot of people coming from a lot of different places.
Yeah.
And I think the idea, and so trust that when we're getting details and we're doing our best, but that, I mean, that's locked in and it's happening. It's going to be awesome. But we'll have the place, and there'll be time where everyone will get to, like, straight kick it and, like, meet people from, like, all over the place.
For sure.
And then people will just, like, be doing their own, like, connections and shit.
Yeah,
like, oh,
and I would say the RSVP list at this point, I would just say continue. If you're coming and you know you're coming, continue. Come and put your names down regardless of where you're traveling from, because it's getting tight enough at this point that it may be the only way that you know can be guaranteed into the show. So
we're not trying to, like, you got to be done tomorrow, but do it.
Yeah,
soon,
I mean,
like,
it's just it's the only way we can do it in order to still be free. We have to do it this way, and so that's that. And yeah, October 17th, Brooklyn.
And you could tell a friend about the show, or maybe even buy a T-shirt. We were looking at. He was showing me photos of people wearing the T-shirts, and it's like,
yeah, I get to show
so
Seth
awesome.
Like all the shit that I get from fucking everybody that listens so, and sends me awesome you. Shit, and I get to show him, like,
so that's on the website. And again, check out Adam and Eve. Either click through there or go there. And Adam, it's when we were talking about it, we'll change the banner ad. Or will not, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised. I mean, I'm not surprised. I was surprised by it. And so I'm not surprised that people complain. But at the same time, I'm also like, but for reals? Because, like,
yeah, we,
this
honestly,
world is so crazy and fucked up. And you just have to look at so much vag now. And, like, above it is our thing. And we're, like, verbal pedophiles. And, like, we're doing all. And we're saying there's a gajillion gross things if you just click away. But nonetheless.
It's so tacky and bad.
It's so tacky. It's not our steez.
And no offense.
And everyone should know that it's not our steez.
I mean, we don't mean that you're tacky. It's just
the
just
ad
send
isn't
us
our
a different picture. Because I wanted to. So we were sort of talking about it that, like, going there is promoting. healthy sexual relationships, not fucking, do you don't want to have to blur shit out when my mother goes to the fucking website to RSVP to go see your son in Brooklyn.
I said the same, I said it on, I said you could navigate through the whole website and not see actually anything, because it's like girls from like 1987, like catalog models, but because the ads, they're like,
hey,
give them one of those young ads, like one of those dirty ads.
Howard Stern likes it dirty. Yeah, well, I know. I'm a dance cast. Yeah,
I live by the beach.
Yeah, like, chill, yo. It's all good.
Fuck.
Got my Timberland work boots. I'm Artie Lang. Rawr! Throw some salami on that. No. I'm actually a vegetarian. No,
totally cool.
Totally veg.
No, I just want to, like, let's just respect everybody.
A new rehab facility called Restart. Or Restart. It's an internet addiction rehab.
Duh.
Yeah?
What took so long?
NetHab?
Oh, dude, Mike. You know what? When you think about it, probably.
Oh, I mean,
not
only if it's
not really that you have to go there.
Only if you can stick it into the fucking water supply. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know who you're eking out. Who for $14,000?
How much?
$14,000 for this 45-day program that detoxes you cybernetically speaking.
Yeah, you go to a cabin with no internet, then you pay $14,000. I guess you would have to pay $14,000 to go somewhere for 45 days and not see something that has the internet, though. That's probably why it does cost so much, because if you didn't go there...
Well, that's how much it would cost to live in a Holiday Inn for 45 days at this point.
The internet's in your hamburger somehow, like...
Yeah, you've got to be in, like, a deprivation tank or something.
You have to go into, like, the rainforest. And
I mean, addicted to what? Addicted to what? Addicted to what? What is the internet? What are you addicted to? You can't just say I'm addicted to the internet.
It's a box. The thing.
I'm addicted to electricity.
I'm addicted to knowledge.
Fine.
I hate trying to gain knowledge. Maybe just people can't get off the internet?
People can't stop watching fucking television either. They don't have rehab for it.
They better not. I'll blow the building up. I'll bomb it like an abortion clinic. You fucking kidding me? If I saw some motherfucker trying to keep somebody from watching TV, like I told you when they took those kids from that compound earlier this year, all those they had to take all the kids away in that crazy sex fucking Mormon compound. And the kids had never seen anything other than like adult dicks. That's the only thing that they'd seen as a visual, or like as adult penis. Like that's what they thought, that was like a baseball bat. They didn't know. And they were showing them TV and one of the little kids was like, I thought it was junk. And I was like, I will wring your fucking neck, you fucking... I watched that TV. Looked like junk to me. like the only junk is your fucking uncle's balls in your face. That's what junk is, dude. Maybe your shit's all fucked up because you've been living in a fucking Mormon compound. But in the real world, TV's like God.
Well, yeah.
To me.
I mean, it sucks, but it sucks in a whole way that you don't even understand.
You don't even know.
You don't understand why it sucks.
You couldn't handle this truth. You didn't watch fucking Nat Geo and see...
I mean, it is junk, but you don't understand. You're using... It's the wrong kind of junk
you're
talking
about. You think a dick
is
a baseball bat. You don't get it, man. Football started. I'll tell you, though.
What?
No one loves TV more than me. Sometimes I think to myself, I could cheat on television with my internet. That's how much the internet, like...
If it was fast enough.
If this internet was fast enough.
Truly,
if you,
this
if
one
I
as
had
well,
a faster internet
period.
It'd be over.
Internet period.
I get so excited on that thing that I sometimes, like, because they're right next to each other, the laptop and the TV, I sometimes look at my baby and be like, I'll be back to you. You know I would never leave you. But this has a lot of shit on it.
So much shit.
It has
on
some
it.
Of your shit on it, too.
Yeah.
I hate to even that she knows that I'm on her, because it's just like, I'm cheating on you in the same room. No, this is disgusting. You know what I need to do? Get wireless and take my shit into the bedroom so my TV doesn't see that I'm all up on her.
It's your biblical accountability.
It's my biblical accountability that I am like
media,
sinning.
Your media-based biblical accountability.
Hey, little kid that thought TV was junk, did you see Nat Geo's e-mail order bride? You've heard of mail order brides. Have you heard of email order brides? They go into this place called Togliatti. They call it Russia's Detroit.
Great.
So it's just
fucking
like
fuck.
And these women, some of the women, it wasn't like when you think of, you know, when you're reading the paper, they have this Svetlana's and it's like Russian models and shit. They were like normal, just like normal people, just normal looking people being normal and just trying to get out of Russia's Detroit. I mean, Russia's Detroit? Detroit's Detroit has 4 Starbucks. What the fuck does Russia's Detroit have?
It's got to be the...
We have 1 Darbucks. It's on the outskirts of town. It's delicious. One of the guys, he was like a teacher and he was weird and he got his bride and she came here. She'd never seen, he has this little like 1-bedroom apartment. She'd never seen pictures of it. And they got there, and she was walking around, but she was pretty excited. It looked pretty spacious to her. "I want to stay this place. I want to stay, live with Gary." And he's on the couch. He's like, "I guess I'm living the dream." Oh, boyo. "Yeah, I guess. You just bought your email order bride from Russia's Detroit. I want to live Gary Place like now. What's that bottle in your bag? Oh, it's Russian cognac for when I get nervous." Like, oh, boyo.
Shit, man.
Yeah. In a weird carpeted apartment in outside of Vegas. "Hey, this is my new place and my new bride. We're in love, I guess."
Well.
But like we said, I thought that thing in India that more arranged marriages. Yeah. Work. So who maybe they'll fall in love.
Love
and
someone
like
until
raise
you love
a family.
Someone. I mean, who knows? But also he could, you know.
He could have some nefarious fucking plans of psychological mind control.
I saw a guy walking the other day, 2 days ago, with his fucking girl. And I don't give a fuck. It was the most typical, stereotypical, like, white dude, Asian girl. But the dude was like, she was so, like, meek and broken down. And he was so gross and creepy, but also smug and chesty. And I just was like, I just didn't, instantaneously, I was just like, this is bad. It wasn't that this was... like, oh, I'm not down with that or anything. It was like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, what the fuck happens in this situation? I don't like this.
Behind closed doors.
I don't like this.
Don't like that. You should have tailed it. That's what I would have done. You got to tail these things. Tail it. If you sense it, tail it.
I mean,
save
it's
a
just...
life. I don't know. Jonathan, I'm like, how old am I? We're shaving what? I just want to get married. I'm a simple man. I look around all day. I can't figure out. I see hundreds of couples a day. I can't make heads or fucking tails of people in a good relationship. Are they fucking in love? Do they? It doesn't matter.
Just so long as they look good.
Oh, okay. So you're saying as long as aesthetically?
I mean, that's.
They look good?
That's all you can do. I'm saying it's like the one
look
thing.
Look good
you could
physically or look good like, oh, they look like they're okay?
No. Look good physically.
Okay.
I don't give a shit if you're fighting or screaming at each other. I just don't want you to look like shit.
Question. Wedding rings.
What about them?
Is a wedding ring a traditional thing that says, hey, I'm in love with my husband and I'm sharing my life with him and this is a ring? Or is a ring like a back off, jack off? I'm in the supermarket and I'm letting you see this ring. It can act as both.
It has to be both. Okay. I mean, it has to be. You'd hope that that it acts as both.
Because what about attractive young women that would put on a ring in situations where dudes are hitting on them? Just be like,
waitresses.
Oh, you know what? I would love to like go back to your creepy apartment and like get naked in your dirty shower, but already taken. Ah, shit for me, I guess. And your shitty tip. Nah, damn it.
I mean, so many waitresses.
I'd love to get in your Corolla and roll back to your place.
Have you ever actually spotted one? I mean, when you're like, a waitress has got one, you're like, categorically, like, you got that. You got that at a Rite Aid. Like,
I don't think
is,
in those terms, so I just... I mean,
it's crazy that they feel compelled to do that, but that is what happens.
But a wedding ring... Okay, that's for that specific...
Yes. But a wedding ring.
But a wedding ring, you wear a wedding ring because you get married, and that's tradition, right? Or no? Guys wear a wedding band?
Well, I think...
And so what if a guy's supposed to wear a wedding band the same way his wife wears a wedding ring, and that's so when, like, they take it off, they're being sneaky, and they're not having any biblical...
Well, basically, right, and the counter of that is that it's like a... Like in, well, not... Obviously, a woman could take it off and be sneaky or whatever, but I think that... More that it's a first line of defense as well as it's a symbol of your love. It is also a first line of defense because, as we've established on this show, there is a huge discrepancy between what dudes deal with in the outside world and getting approached by people who are attracted to them of the opposite sex and what women deal with people of the opposite sex approaching them. I mean, they get fucking jackhammered everywhere they go. So, yeah, it becomes like you automatically are... basically a piece of shit if you're saying shit like that to me and you can see this ring.
Okay.
So it negates you as a person. Like you shouldn't be doing that.
Okay. That's rude. You shouldn't be doing that. That's rude.
It's a married woman, right? So that's traditional in itself.
Oh, and just in chivalry and being a gentleman and, like, you should respect that another man has claimed that from
him. Exactly. that he will kill you. Another man is, for...
But that is another man has made a life commitment to this beautiful young woman. They're sharing their time. He had to pay his dues to get her to marry him.
Hey, man.
Why are you fucking jumping on his shit? He worked all day to get that. It's like a 7 months salary for these because they got to have these rings. They love these rings.
Some women really love big.
They love these rings,
love rocks,
man.
They like crazy. Those rocks. It's built into them.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's that fucking, what, fairy tale shit?
It's built into them. It's all exactly like they said it was. Like in the 50s. You know? It is all of those things. We really are just men and just women. And we really are just completely fucked. And we really are. We will not seek a solution other than to find another and endure until the end. That's your option, your choice.
What do you
mean? There is no, like, there's... That is where the true love exists.
The love exists.
Oh, fucking fuck,
now you're
yeah.
talking.
No doubt. No doubt.
I like your
it
game.
It exists despite all of this other bullshit.
Okay.
Despite an arranged marriage. Despite any of those things that exist. It transcends all that shit. Like you're saying, the success rate of like, nah, I'm not fucking leaving this woman. I've been through fucking hell with her.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? Our fucking kid died together. Like,
yeah, we watched our kid like die of a drug
overdose.
What
the fuck?
Like, leave
you
us
know,
alone.
Like we're in this.
We
like,
lost our mother in a car accident. Like, leave me alone.
It goes off, man. Life takes its course.
I like that talk. So you believe in love.
Very much. McDonald's news.
Oh,
365black.com.
Are they still in business?
Yes, they are. They have the McDonald's flavor battle going on. It's a DJ competition.
Excuse me, you're talking about McDonald's hamburgers.
It's I'm talking about McDonald's news. It's 365black.com. 365black.com, the McDonald's DJ flavor battle. LA-based DJ Spinderella is repping the Big Mac.
Okay.
Brian Michael Cox, who of Houston and Miami, he's another DJ. He's repping the Quarter Pounder with cheese.
Knew he would.
And Miami-based DJ Irie, the DJ of both the Miami Heat and Jamie Foxx, thank you for that. He's repping the Angus Third Pounder with bacon and cheese.
Who are you liking that? Who are you liking this McDonald's flavor challenge?
I am going to go with
challenge.
Spinderella all day long.
All day, right?
I watched her spin a set actually about a month ago.
Thank you.
She's dope.
You hear that?
Spinderella is repping the Big Mac in Big Mac news.
Oh, in Big Mac news.
Test markets are thoroughly enjoying the new Big Mac snack wrap. It's a Big Mac burrito, Seth. Instead of two all-beef patties, we've changed it to some beef. Special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. How about a flour tortilla instead?
Okay.
Cali style.
Cali style.
Put some salsa on that.
Pico de gallo. Is that what they call it? They?
They.
Is that what the marijuana growers call it?
Yeah, that's...
Hey, this snack wrap is gross. It seems like it's ground up beef like a Big Mac, but it's in a flour tortilla. Is this special sauce? I'm puking right now.
If you put scrambled eggs in it, it would be bomb.
If you put scrambled eggs in it, it becomes a little fucking breakfast chorizo, like little burrito.
And pull the lettuce out.
Pull the lettuce out, throw in some honey chipotle, and now we're onto something here. You hear that, McDonald's? No, you didn't, because all you do is do stupid shit.
Dumb shit.
You wouldn't hear Jonathan's great idea of his new...
What the fuck is a test market? Where do they test these markets?
This...
Chicago?
I think the Select 55...
Is it a real city? Or is it literally like a faux city?
No, it's they do major metropolitan areas.
But I've never seen it happen in one of a major metropolitan
you
area.
You probably
I've been
have.
In.
It's just something you never would have you wouldn't
realized?
Get anywhere. Yeah, I'm sure. Like McDonald's has a you know. Remember, we couldn't get the fucking St. Patrick's Day. We couldn't get the green shake one. You know, some of them have it, some of them don't.
Yeah,
it's just one of those deals. Inside the actor's studio this week.
Jimmy Lips.
With James Lipton. He sat down and he talks about, he goes through the Pantheon and he sat down with an actor.
Boy or girl?
A gentleman. Inside the actor's studio with Jason Bateman.
Mm.
Silver Spoons. The Hogan family. Your film debut in Teen Wolf 2. Starsky and Hutch. Dodgeball. Smokin' Aces. The Kingdom. Mr. Magorium's Wonder Emporium in Hancock. I give you Jason Bateman. Like, okay. Hey, listen, I'm totally down with Bait Dogs.
Of course.
Totally down with Bait Dogs. Even though I haven't seen Juno, I gotta get on that.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. Kind of crazy.
That sucks, man. What I don't know, what I don't know is like what is, why does Jason Bateman say yes?
Well, they talked Arrested Development.
Fine.
And so he, you know, basically he's been acting since he was like a
teeny. Did he take the piss though a little bit? No, because they can't.
I'm not. Well, I mean, it certainly.
You couldn't take the piss out of
yourself.
We
weren't like a Patrick Dempsey situation. I mean, he wasn't like wearing his own cologne.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, like talking about Can't Buy Me Love. And
no,
like,
I think.
I mean, he gets it.
No, I mean, I think if he probably would have. You wouldn't do it, or you'd have to say, you'd have to preface everything would be like, Robert De Niro has been on this, you know, yeah. You'd have to really
yeah.
like,
yeah, what am I,
make a point of everything.
What the fuck is happening right now?
Have you ever seen The Godfather? But no one's seen The Godfather, so everybody would be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
The American Cinema Tech is going to give a Lifetime Achievement Award. They're going to give a Lifetime Achievement Award to an actor. That's 38-year-old Matt Damon.
Okay, congrats, Matt.
And they listen, the D-Dog, that's my boy, and I... Totally down, Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. He's winning a Lifetime Achievement Award. Dude, you're 38 years old.
What is this, the 1700s?
That's crazy.
We got to give it to him before it gets...
Oh, you got the bubonic.
You got the plague.
Oh, you got that black plague shit.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, it's so crazy when you get married when you're 13. But when you have your first kid at 15 and die at 35, it's perfect. The American Cinema Tech celebrates Matt Damon. I guess he's going to die?
Maybe he's going
to... Oh, I didn't... He's,
that's what it is.
I didn't know that. He has some sort of crazy rare lymphoma, and they figure he'll be dead. He won't live more than 18 months.
That's it.
Well, I think we should give him a lifetime achievement. No, I'm like actually mad healthy. Like,
shit. The Shure clip.
What's that?
The little product I want you to talk about. Have you seen one of these?
I've seen it.
Have you used one?
I wouldn't use one if they... were the October sponsor of the show. Oh, yes, I would.
They're $10. It's the better way to cut your nails. It gives you complete control, makes cutting toenails a breeze. It includes a 3x magnifying glass, a super bright light, and a clip catcher.
Dude, it's like...
It's a contraption.
Rube Goldberg style.
It is
it's
a contraption.
Like, what the fuck am I using? Nail clippers, dude? It makes it a breeze. You know what? I, like, actually... did cut my nails a couple days ago. It might have been the easiest fucking thing I did all day. In my day of shit, if I made a list, compiled the list of
the
like
most difficult?
Easiest to hardest, it would have been up like watching TV was one, and while watching said TV, cutting my fingernails. Oh, it makes it a breeze.
Woo. Woo. Well, that was easy.
I mean, it's got a magnifying glass and a light
I'm
on the fucking
thing. I'm kind
of
down with that, though. I'm kind of down with
you,
that.
Like, you really like to get
well,
into that cuticle.
Because here's the problem. I have like a, I would say I have a problem with like my, like, I like cut and bite and like rip my cuticles apart with like those types of, if I get any sort of manicure type tool, I start going to town and like can't stop.
A little too much.
A little too much.
Why don't you go get professional manis and pedis?
Mm. For some reason... As much of like a fruit as I am about shit, I have an issue with that. I don't think I would have a problem getting my hands like going for a manicure, but I don't. There's something about, and everyone says just do it. You're stupid, and you'll love it, and it'll be your favorite thing ever, and you'll just do it all the time. But I just don't know why I have some weird like macho thing about that or something. Is that weird? Like, because I do, like, anything else. Like, I'd get, like, the yeah, cucumber facials and fucking, like, yeah. Like, whatever. I'll get fucked.
What are you doing to me?
Like,
shut up.
Shut up. It's good for your skin.
It's
like,
bad.
I love it. Yeah. Everyone in L.A. does
it's good.
It.
Good. Makes you 4 years younger. My butt?
But I
you
don't know why.
You don't play
never
that.
Had it. Never had one. Manny or Petty. Never had one.
No. Nor have I.
You have not.
I don't.
I mean, your shit's on point, though. My shit's haggard. Like, you do, like... You personally...
A manscaper.
You're a manscaper. Swine flu is taking over college dorms, Seth. It's literally spreading across the country. It has started H1N1 quarantine dorms.
Great.
Washington State, University of Alabama, Purdue, and Emory. They're just quarantining the kids into their like flu dorm.
Hey, welcome to school. Now get in this quarantine and study for your Twitter class.
Yeah.
I'm dying. Mommy.
I'm doing jello shots. I have swine flu.
I can't do the jello
shots.
All
we do all day is sit in the stupid dorm H1N1 and listen to this dumb podcast that this guy has on, and we do jello shots and bong
hits.
We
just listen to these two dudes. They're in their mid to late 20s. They make me laugh.
They do a dance cast.
They do a dance cast. I'm dying, Mom.
I think I'm going to major in dance casting.
There's a new major at all four of these universities. How to succeed in dance casting. Maybe they could bring us in. We could be.
They should
like,
fucking
sort of
bring us in.
Bring us in as
panel experts.
Like, hello, students. I'd spin that chair, plop
hey
it down.
Now.
Hey,
yep.
Now, spin my baseball hat around. This is how you kids wear it, right? To the back? Or do you tilt it to the side? Hey, what's up, kids? You still wearing FUBU? Is anybody right here wearing FUBU? What the fuck is this dude? Is this dude all right? Gotta practice safe sex, kids, with the Jimmy hats. You know what I mean? Everyone? No
Everyone.
One? Is this on? Is this it's crazy.
It's just
yeah. Who's this old dude?
What is dance casting?
Oh, man.
I think we'll be fine.
You think you and I will be fine?
I think we'll be fine.
If we just continue doing the show, stay the course. Like I said, you can jump on this party whenever you want. If you want to tell a friend, hey, you want
to
jump on the party line?
It's free
hey, remember
to,
what a party
free
line?
To sign up.
It's free to
leave.
No, literally no obligation.
Leave anytime.
Leave.
No
come
obligation.
As you are.
Come as you are. Pay as you go.
Pay as you go. Listen, you want to roll in? A lot of people say, you know what? I'm going to dip back in. I'm going to see what this is all about. Let's find out. Let's go back. Some people just get in. They're like 183 and beyond. No obligation. Just tell a friend to jump on. Jump on this party train.
Yeah, it's like
come and ride the train.
You gotta come and ride this train with us.
This train is like no risk. I mean, free handling,
free ship, free handling,
ship and handling.
Parents at an elementary school in South Carolina have asked the school district to move up a bus stop that currently has kids getting on and off the bus in front of a registered sex offender's house.
Ah,
eek!
Whoa! Oh, he was.
You don't think he didn't fucking see that when he went to go peep that place? When he went to go visit that house to
checking
see if he wanted
which,
to live there.
Where should I live?
Like
wait a minute.
He rolled into like
stops
a...
Stops right here, does it? Right by the for sale sign? Right there?
Perfect.
Oh, this one that's for rent? That's where the bus stops every day. Really? I'll take it.
Take it.
I'll take this one.
I don't know.
I'm telling you.
Would you rather the house be there than further down the block where the bus is now left?
Like
and
under
like,
the trees?
Yeah,
under the oaky
one,
trees?
One kid like that's broken off
listen,
from the pack?
I ain't fucking kidding. Ladies, you need to like get whistles and fucking pepper sprays and shit. And don't let your fucking kids walk around to be fucking snatched away straight up.
Is that true? I don't think that's the way to do it, dude.
No.
They have to be wicked smart, and they have to be out there and be like, no, there's creeps everywhere. If you're on your own, you better learn how to, like, kick a dude in the fucking nuts.
No, but they need to know, without, like, letting them know the world they live in, that how do you tell a kid, what's the best way to explain to them?
They will kill you.
Can you say that
there
to
are
them?
Men in this world that will steal you
they
and
do.
Kill you.
They'll kidnap you.
You must listen to me and trust
that.
Me
I
because I know what I know that those men exist and you have to believe me.
But
you have to believe that I'm better at figuring
not
that
too
out.
Much.
I don't know.
Probably,
I
mean, yeah, you're probably right.
You got to put the fucking fear of God in
Did
them.
Did you see fucking Newsweek? It asks, is this baby racist? Is the baby on the magazine? Is this baby racist? And the baby looked kind of
racist.
A
little racist.
Basically, what they're saying, it's this book, Nurture Shock, in that this everything that we've been raised is wrong, and they teach kids to, like, even, like, sort of, they did a school in San Francisco, it was multicultural. If you don't tell kids about race, you think that they'll just see... But by not telling them,
they decide
they took 100 kids. They gave 50 of them a blue T-shirt and 50 of them a red T-shirt. Didn't tell them why you were, and it was kids of different like genders and ethnicities wearing the blue shirt and different genders of ethnicities wearing the red shirt. For 6 weeks, they never said one word about the differences. The kids played, recessed, did homework, walked around different color shirts. When they split them up and then gave them a questionnaire, who's smarter, blue shirts or red shirts? All the blue kids said, oh, the people with the blue shirts. All the people with the red shirts, who's meaner? They pointed to by not talking about it, they naturally, once they were like given the choice, just sort of sided with the one that was on, you know, because they weren't told, hey, listen, these people are this, and these people are this.
It's true. I mean, it's just like, I mean, to it's just you have
to tell these kids.
Well, you got everybody. Everyone's so fucking petrified of
these little snowflakes.
These snowflakes,
precious
these
little
beautiful
fucking snowflakes.
No, they're afraid of getting caught saying something. They don't understand what it is to acknowledge that stuff because it's the fear.
We don't have kids, so we don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
But I think about it because I think about having kids and I think about those
you'd
things.
You'd be a wonderful father.
I'd be a fucked up dad. I think
you'd be a wonderful father.
I think I'd be crazy.
No, I think you'd be wonderful. You'd take the incredible fathership, is that a phrase, that your father gave you. You would implement that with a plan of attack that you've created as a different generation, and you would meld the best of both worlds.
That's very nice.
A young woman would be lucky to have a child with you.
I appreciate that, Seth. Thank you very much.
It's crazy.
323-481-4422.
When you turn 29, you start thinking about shit.
Start thinking about
your fucking life. I was watching this thing, Russell Crowe, whatever.
Who's that?
He's some dude. He threw a phone. He was on a bike.
Is he a stand-up comedian?
He's in an improv troupe.
Okay.
He was riding his bike and he stopped on the bike. No, bicycle. He was smoking cigarettes and eating tacos, and some Australian journalist was like making fun of him, like took pictures of him, like, oh really, you ride a bike but you're gonna stop and have some cigarettes and
because you're awesome.
And then he was like, bitch, challenge her to a race, and like she almost had a heart attack and died. Whatever, he beat her and was like, what's up? Like, calm down, Russell. But they were talking about in showing them this was, I was watching this on Daily 10, and they were like, so they stopped and, you know, they both shared a fag after during the race, or she was teasing him that he had to have two fags, and he said, well, this time I'll have one and you'll have one. And then they're like, and oh, okay, and just so you know, Crow was not being non-PC by using the F word. That's just what Aussies call cigarettes. And I was like, we found that out. When I probably learned that, like when they'd say Rod Stewart, when I was like, how old was I on a playground? What year, giving my actual age, not shaving, did I learn that across the pond they called cigarettes fags?
The same time you learned the word fag.
So when I was five,
I mean, literally,
six,
like at the same time that you learned the word fag, you also learned that fag meant.
In the late 70s, I learned this.
The first time you ever said it in front of your parents, they told you that it meant cigarettes. I mean, literally.
Listen,
I mean,
and now in here it means gay and it's bad, but over there and hit a bundle
of. It doesn't.
How can I be sitting on my couch 30 years later being told by an anchor on Daily 10 what the fuck that is? Oh, and Seth, if you didn't attend an American school.
Log on to the website.
30 years ago. And generally concerned, because waiting for all the like tweets and the
so uncool.
Hey, how dare you?
How dare he?
Boycott that fool. No. That's disgusting that you would perpetrate that. I'm Perez Hilton's friend. Fuck Carey Prejean. This is America proper. Hey, shut the fuck up telling me things 30 years after the fact. Seth, I don't know if you know this.
It's just, I can't deal with it. I think everyone needs to stop getting jobs, getting people to sign petitions outside of Whole Foods. Stop doing it.
Yeah, I got a lot of voicemails on that, people.
I'm serious, guys. Stop fucking doing it. This is ridiculous. This is fucking ridiculous. You're pissing me off. You're pissing me off so much, and I'm so down for your lame shit that you're trying to get off the ground, and I fucking hate you. Other people are literally like walking past them, like flipping them off. Like, would you like to get Prop 8? No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't like to get Prop 8. Like, people literally like screaming at them, like, get the fuck away from me.
They're turning against gay people in West Hollywood.
They're everywhere. They're outside of every Starbucks, every Whole Foods, they're all over this fucking city, man. Hey.
Is that?
I don't know. But it is.
They are.
And they
everywhere.
Are getting paid. I've talked to those dudes.
They get paid?
They are straight Craigslist jobbing it. They've picked out those jobs up straight up, like stand outside, get paid $10 an hour to do this to try and generate signatures. Those kids standing out there are on the clock. I know more about the organizations than they do sometimes.
Hey, what's up?
CalPERG guys walk up to me. I'm like, no, I already support CalPERG. They're like, like they don't know what they're talking about.
Are you down with WWF? Like World Wildlife Fund? No, I mean WWF, World Wrestling. It's actually a WWE, and that's not what you want me to sign, idiot.
Hey, oh, my bad. Hey, but sign it.
I've seen women coming out with heavy, double, both hands holding
down.
Hey, Hey, can you?
You got a minute for? Yeah, you have a minute for world peace.
Let me put down these 35-pound bags.
You got a minute for starving baby children's? You have 1 minute for dead babies,
hey,
lady.
What do you about hawks?
Before you jump into that Lexus hybrid,
what do you know about hawks in North Dakota? You know anything about either? Let me tell you about them.
Put your
I'm
bags
actually
down.
On a break right now. I have 3 minutes before I have to punch back in. Thank
and
you.
It's muggy as fuck. I want to
so
kick you
muggy.
In the balls.
So muggy right now.
You're already in a shit mood. You've been sitting on
here. Did the hot girls dupe you though? Have you ever stopped or do you?
I know.
Okay.
One, because it's such shit game that they have. Because then they're trying to act like dudes. They're trying to do what dudes do to them, and it's so whack when a girl does that to you. Because you're like, you're just like, hey, like, I
hey,
mean,
I love those trousers, those linen.
You gotta come over here and talk to me for a second. Like, come over here. I want to talk to you about something. And this one girl,
I love your hair.
Got so. I was like, are you a whore? Like, you like a fucking. Like, she was trying to get me to adopt a fucking kid in South America.
Hey.
You know, you like, look, and I was like, you know, God. Actually, there's...
Do you have kids? You look like you'd be a great dad.
I'm
like,
not fucking...
You don't,
I was like...
You don't know me. I'm the craziest fucker ever. Hey, look at you. God, you look like you're in good shape. Like,
come over here.
Come over
Stand
here.
Closer to me. Stand closer to me and talk to me about this. Like,
you smell great. What are you trying to...
I can't, dude. Gross. It's fucking gross. It's gross. Everybody's gross.
Leave everybody alone.
This is our show. Oh yeah, dude.com. UHHYEAHDUDE. Go to the website. RSVP for the show in Brooklyn if you're coming. We got new design t-shirts coming.
Can I say that? If you can come to the show, please come to the show.
Yeah, fucking come. It's
you know,
gonna,
if you can't, I mean, I know it's like... somewhere, but if you can come, it's gonna be
roll the fuck out.
I think it's gonna be fun because everyone's gonna be like, hey,
yeah, we got
up?
A crew coming out from out here, and I think there's a lot of people that are excited for the show out there, and I think it's gonna be a fucking party. So I mean, definitely roll if you want to roll, and what
t-shirt
else?
T-shirt if you want.
T-shirt. I know there's crazy size issues right now. We're doing a restock of the some older designs. We also have newer designs coming, so please be patient about that, and then also. Last but not least, adamandeve.com, 50% off any item. Go there. Type in UID is the code.
Is the code. Now that's 50% off almost any item, free.
And then you get three free DVDs. You and some other stuff when you order through that
and
use that promo code.
If you check out the website, you'll gauge more or see the ads during Colbert or Daily Show. You'll have more of an idea of what it is that we thought we were sort of getting into on a visual scale
as far as our front
totally
page goes.
Totally down with Adam and Eve and like. Maybe next week they'll just be like a box with a red bow.
I'm telling you, that Rude Boy prostate massager, it's
going to treat you
right. I bookmarked it, and so I just go back and just refresh the page every once in a while and just look at it and kind of just decide how I would feel about having that, just say, like, in a drawer or, like, on a bedside table.
Know that will be nowhere even in my area. It won't be in my zip code. It doesn't matter if it gets to my post office. It's going to get fucking stolen anyway by the same dude.
He's going to be like, fuck yeah, you got
man.
The Rude Boy. This thing is bum.
Hey, man.
Let me grab that Playboy.
I mean,
what's up?
A list of magazines.
Of dude magazines.
Of other ones, dude-a-zines. Too. Yeah, but these were my main... This is my point to the woman was, do you think... That
There's
it could be
chance.
A man. I just said that.
Nope.
Not a chance.
Not,
nope.
No way.
Nope.
No, it's got
to
be a flaw.
As they're lying to me, while a small Filipino woman was like, no, I delivered your mail last night. Did you? Because I had a conversation. He came really early at like 11:30. He was a like 55-year-old black dude. And I had a conversation with him about how hot it was. But you're looking at me dead in the eye saying, no, I delivered your mail yesterday. All right, whatever. Just, I can't. Take my number. Stop stealing from me.
888-842-2357 is the voicemail.
The voicemails I check and know that got a lot of voicemails and they were super awesome. And I, when you just wonder if people have been saying some things and offering up some stories and they were great and relating things. And
my phone's currently disconnected. I'm still receiving texts and calls, but I can't send anything out. You guys know the deal. It's happened before.
Hey, dropped it in the toilet. Sup?
Sup?
Hey, LA. Shit happens, man.
LA, it's crazy.
Hey, man, in LA, I eat bananas and talk on the phone at the same time.
What's the
and
big
when
deal?
I was peeling the banana, I dropped my fucking phone in the toilet. What's up?
It happens.
Happens.
I was at the dispensary the other day and I dropped it in the gutters.
Yeah, because out here, like, the weed, you get it in the store, yo.
That's all I got.
You sure? We covered everything?
No. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Seth. Happy birthday to you.
Jonathan, 29 years ago, this Sunday, I came into this world at 7:33 a.m. I had a dream of a dance cast. I had a dream that had not, could not have been known yet at the time.
Not
it
yet
It was
known.
In the galaxy. It was in the ether. It was in the air and the cosmos. I had a dream that someday I would meet my partner. Now, I mean that not in a prop 8 way. My props partner, 29 years ago.
Amazing.
God. But it's crazy when you turn 29, though, because you're thinking about 30. It's like, shit, I thought when I was 30, I'd be like married with like 3 kids, you know, be out in the burbs, you know, just having 9-to-5-er.
I mean, for real, though, I did. No, straight up.
I thought I would be like a firefighter. I'd have 2 boys, and I'd be living in like Flagstaff and have like a F-150 pickup.
I know.
When I was 29. I'm gonna be 29, though. No, I am still. Really, I did think a lot of things.
I thought a lot of things.
Where does the time go? Like sands through the hourglass, dog. Where the fuck does the time go? I just got a picture that my mother sent me. I'll show it to you when I'm like a baby. She thinks I'm just like a few months old, and there's like a sock puppet thing. I didn't know what it is, but I got like, and I'm like a straight baby, yo. Where's the time go?
I wonder if time asks the same thing about us.
Do you think
us.
Time asks that about us? Time, time, time. See what's become of me. As I look around. Oh, hey, have a great week.
Seatbelts.